Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet, and I will be your reader today. And today we have Tuesday, the 23rd of April, or the 15th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. It's the first day of Pesach, and we're also in now the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And this is the first day of Passover, and it is a Shabbat. And today in history, barley sheaves are harvested in the evening. Leviticus 23:10 says, "When you enter the land which I am going to give to you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest to the priest." Also, the people of Israel leave Egypt. Exodus 12:28-51. Quote of one of the verses, "And on that same day the Lord brought the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their hosts." And this week, our parasha is Pesach, or Passover, the entire week. The scripture reading from the Torah will today be two different ones. And we start with Exodus, or Shemot, chapter 12, verses 29-51. Please join me in blessing and thanking the Lord for giving us his word before we start reading. "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master." So it came about at midnight that the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, from the firstborn of Paro sitting on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn cattle. Then Paro rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was loud wailing in Mitzrayim, for there was not a house where someone was not dead. So he called for Moshe and Aharon at night and said, "Rise up. Go out from my people, both you and Bnei Israel. Go, serve the Lord as you have said. Take your flocks and your herds, as you said, and be gone. But bless me too." Now the Egyptians urged the people, sending them out of the land quickly, for they thought, "We will all be dead." So the people took their dough before it was leavened, with their kneading bowls bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. So Bnei Israel acted according to the word of Moshe. They asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord gave the people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians and let them have what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. Then Bnei Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkot, about 600,000 men on foot, as well as children. Also a mixed multitude went up with them, along with the flocks, herds, and heavy livestock. They had baked matzot cakes from the dough that they brought out of Egypt. It had no chametz because they were thrust out of Mitzrayim and could not delay, so they had not made provisions for themselves. Now the time that Bnei Israel lived in Mitzrayim was 430 years. So it happened at the end of 430 years, to the very day, that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Mitzrayim. It was a night of watching for the Lord to bring them out of the land of Mitzrayim. This same night is a night of vigil for the Lord, for all Bnei Israel throughout their generations. Then the Lord said to Moshe and Aharon, "This is the ordinance of Passover. No foreigner may eat it, but every man's servant that is bought for money, after you have circumcised him, may eat it. Nor should a visitor or hired servant eat it. It is to be eaten inside a single house. You are not to carry the meat out of the house, nor are you to break any of its bones. All the congregation of Israel must keep it. But if an outsider dwells with you, who would keep the Passover for the Lord, all his males must be circumcised. Then let him draw near and keep it. He will be like one who is native of the land. But no uncircumcised person may eat from it." The same Torah applies to the native as well as the outsider who dwells among you. So all Bnei Israel did so. They did just as the Lord commanded Moshe and Aharon. It was on that very day that the Lord brought Bnei Israel out of the land of Egypt as armies. That was Exodus 12, 29 through 51. And our second reading from the Torah will be Numbers, chapter 28, verse 16 through 25. On the 14th day of the first month is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day, there is to be a feast. For 7 days, matzot will be eaten. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the first day. You are not to do any laborious work. You are to offer to the Lord burnt offering by fire, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. They are to be flawless. You are to offer their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah per bull, 2/10 per ram, and 1/10 per each of the 7 lambs, plus 1 goat for a sin offering to atone for yourselves. In addition to the morning burnt offering and regular burnt offering, you are to offer these. Just like this, you are to offer each day for 7 days the food to be offered by fire for each day as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, beside the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a sacred assembly, and you are to do no laborious work. That was Numbers 28, 16 through 25. Now we have our Haftarah portion from the prophets, and we will read Joshua or Yehoshua, chapter 5, verse 2 through chapter 6 and verse 1. At that time, the Lord said to Yehoshua, "Make yourself flint knives and circumcise again Bnei Israel a second time." So Yehoshua made flint knives and circumcised Bnei Israel at Gibbat Ha'aralot. Now this is the reason why Yehoshua circumcised. All the people that came out of Mitzrayim who were males, all the men of war, had died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Mitzrayim. Though all the people that came out were circumcised, none of the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came out of Mitzrayim had been circumcised. For Bnei Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation's men of war who came out of Egypt died out because they had not listened to the voice of the Lord. To to them the Lord had sworn that he would never let them see the land which the Lord had sworn to their fathers, that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. But he raised up their children in their place. Yehoshua circumcised them, for they were uncircumcised, since they had not been circumcised along the way. Now it came to pass, after they had finished circumcising the entire nation, they remained in their places in the camp until they recovered. Then the Lord said to Yehoshua, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Mitzrayim from you." Therefore the name of that place has been Gilgal to this day. While Bnei Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, matzot and roasted grain. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten of the produce of the land. Bnei Israel had manna no longer, but ate some of the yield of the land of Canaan that year. Now it came to pass, when Yehoshua was near Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a man standing in front of him with his sword drawn in his hand. Yehoshua approached him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" "Neither," he said, "rather, I have now come as commander of the Lord's army." Then Yehoshua fell on his face to the ground and worshipped. Then he asked him, "What is my Lord saying to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army replied to Yehoshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Yehoshua did so. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of Bnei Israel, no one going out and no one coming in. That was Joshua 5:2-6:1. And our last scripture reading for today from the apostolic writings will be 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 through 25. "Slaves, with all respect, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are harsh. For this finds favor if, for the sake of conscience toward God, someone endures grief from suffering undeservedly. For what credit is there if, when you sin and get a beating, you endure? But if you endure when you do good and suffer for it, this finds favor with God. For you were called to this, because Mashiach also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his footsteps. He committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return the abuse. While suffering, he made no threats. Instead, he kept entrusting himself to the one who judges righteously. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we, removed from sins, might live for righteousness. By his wounds you were healed. For you, like sheep, were gone astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls." That was 1 Peter 2:18 through 25, and that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I wish you all Chag Pesach Sameach and Shalom until next time.